Aloha.
Shout out Pearl Harbor, by the way.
Hello and welcome. We are back from theballlifestyle.com. It's the Ball Lifestyle Podcast. My name is Brian Beckner. Episode number 543 of the show. We appreciate your patronage. We appreciate if you are watching us on YouTube, all the regular places you get podcasts. We are available, including the video format. So very exciting for us. I am joined now, as always, by Mr. Ed Daly. Ed, how are you, buddy?
I'm playing a little bit hurt. I'm like, you know, one of those congested situations. So I'm just kind of, my head feels like it's going to explode. But
how long has this been going on?
24 hours or so. But for my son, like 2 weeks. So I don't know. I might be embarking on a long one.
Yeah.
I want to congratulate our buddy, Lala, because he imagined, he wished for something into existence. What show episode is this?
543.
So 543 episodes. I've never had somebody walk in while the podcast is happening.
Well, that hasn't happened yet. That's on a future episode.
It's about to be, because we banked an episode on Saturday.
It was the best, dude. Saturday? It was the best. Yeah. And that door right there,
that door opened up. Michelle walked in and I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I just said I'm going down to record.
Yeah.
But like, we all almost always record on like a Monday night, yeah, or a Tuesday night.
Yep.
And she's like, oh, I totally spaced. And then she's like, wait, so people can see me? And I was like, yeah, you can be seen. And she was like, well, I wasn't even like, I was dressed like shit and stuff. And I was like, well, it won't matter. And then I go, actually, we do have some bullies. So they might, you know, like fucking super league can't stop talking about that. I cut my own hair and shit. Like we got bullies. Like people are just fucking mean.
That is true. But but mostly to me, they're mean. But
like super league, like the other day was like, hey, look at the astronaut's hair. He looks like shit. He must be talking to Ed Daly. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I didn't realize I looked like shit. But that's,
no, you look
sweet.
Great.
Like,
you're catching shrapnel. Astronaut.
Yeah.
That was so funny. Did she like throw in some laundry or something? She opened the door.
She was carrying something. And then when I
something.
Went up after the show, I was like, so what was it that was so important? She's like, I don't even remember. I was like, oh, cool.
It was the best, dude. Yeah. So look for that on a future episode, because Ed and I banked an episode for a future date, an unsure date. So
it'll be in October. It'll
hopefully
be in October.
Let's hope. Yeah.
Spooky.
Yes.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Thing.
We'll throw it out there, and you'll just have to. It's like an Easter egg. You'll have to find. Ed, yesterday, it should be noted, Silver Point Sports went 4-0 in the NFL yesterday, and then I followed that up today by completely forgetting to post that we were on the Jags +5 tonight. So, you know,
well, yeah.
Does that not look good?
Best,
is that not looking good?
They're down by a lot.
Well, we didn't post that one. So
they're down 24 in the second quarter.
Okay. Well, hey, we didn't post that one. So maybe it was for the best, but yesterday we were 4-0. So that was very exciting. And then something happened last week that I just thought of before the show, Ed. And it's just too wild. And this comes from my Instagram account.
I can't decide.
Oh, this is not the right song. I hit two buttons at the same time. Hold on.
What was that one?
That was Can Conundrum.
Okay.
What is up with these buttons? Oh, there we go.
It's the grand.
It should have let me push both at the same time. Oh my God. It's a conflagration. Okay, hold on.
I just realized I'm drinking from a New York Jets cup. It was handed out at
Fireman
a bar.
Yeah.
I was handed out at a bar. You know those aluminum pint glasses? It's kind of nice.
Like
drinking
that.
From it's
kind
of weird.
I like that.
But
no.
I didn't even notice it.
Yeah.
But I just saw an airplane, but it's a jet.
J-E-T-S, Jets. I like it. I like those a lot. Okay, let's watch where we start over. This is from my Instagram.
I could have a shower right before bed, or maybe take an Uber and get some Roadhead on my Insta story. Don't be boring on my Instagram.
Woo! So, Ed, remember your dilemma from last week, or your trauma? You reported you had had some trauma last week while barbecuing.
Yeah, I've got some updates on that, too.
Oh, okay. So the very next day, mm-hmm. I'm out for a hike. And this situation happens right here. And I'll have to describe it because it's mostly just me screaming in terror.
Oh. Content here. We like to keep it clean. I usually go close friends if there's anything sort of suspect.
I got the weighted vest on here. To be engaged.
And don't look at me.
What you're seeing here.
Still kind of scared. Is, yeah, look at that.
It's two. It's two rattlesnakes.
What is happening right now?
As I'm walking,
no!
Rattlesnakes.
Two rattlesnakes, and I thought they were doing sex.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Now is one trying to murder one, or this is a sex? Yo, this is a sexual act, right?
Wait, how do they have sex?
I don't know.
I'm saying
how
sexual.
They fuck normal. They got. Listen,
bro. You
hear
them?
Hear that?
On.
That's their rattles. See that?
Everything.
Why can't I hear
they were gonna see
why
this
aren't
today?
You sprinting in the other direction?
So that's what people are
not bribery.
That's yeah. Look, I zoomed in. I was probably about like 6 feet away or so, but
6 feet?
I don't know, maybe eight. But look, they weren't even so at first I cruised up, so I see some commotion like in the brush and it's like a banked brush area. It's down where I think Gentlemen of the Piers, there's this dead end street where the trail starts near my house. And I see oftentimes some dudes just like slow as I'm walking, they'll just slowly be driving their vehicle down there to the end and just looping.
Oh, is back. It like inspiration point over there?
Yes, I think there. And I've Insta storied also before some used prophylactics that I've seen in the area. Like there's like all the stuff happening down there and, but in the daytime, it's pretty tame. So I'm walking by and I see little, and I'm always like looking for stuff I want to take pictures of. I'm looking for content and I see some commotion and I'm like, holy fucking shit. I thought they were doing sex. It's two rattlesnakes, Ed, and they're twisting around each other and then they're rising up and then like falling to the ground and then one gets on top and then they're doing it again. It's like, and I'm like, oh, they fucking, they doing sex. But I posted it and dear friend of the show, G Fish, his wife is a science teacher. And he texts me, he's like, Rosemary looked it up. He's like, it's not sex. It's like two males battling and whoever wins gets the puss of the local female. So somewhere else right there, there was a female rattlesnake unseen on video.
She's watching it.
She's watching. Yeah.
They're battling.
Yeah.
You know what this is?
Tell me.
This is the beginning of Karate Kid when they're fighting on the beach and Johnny fucks up.
Yes.
Oh, fucks up her boombox.
Yeah, when Daniel the fucking guy just wanted to talk to his girlfriend and Daniel's like, hey, how about I stick my fucking fat face in there? Yeah, you don't even know me. Yeah. I'm
the new kid. I'm going to start fucking around.
I rode my bike from Reseda to the beach. It's fucking 30 miles. So anyway. So they're like fighting in the bushes, Ed, and I'm like getting a video. And as I come up, they both kind of like do this, like, who the fuck are you? We're fighting over here. And they're like fighting in the bushes and then it spills out into the road. And
you weren't scared?
I was safe distance. They weren't going to chase me.
You said 6 feet.
Yeah. I mean,
that's within striking distance.
I was close enough to video. I was unstruck, but I just thought it was crazy that just the day before you were telling me a snake thing and then I'm out and I encounter a couple of snakes.
It is crazy. Yes. It's crazier that you're just like, yeah, I'm going to get like within 6 feet of fucking snake.
It's
I was within 6 feet of snakes and not a rattlesnake.
Yes, yes.
Something that probably has no interest in me. And I was skittish for a week.
Did you leap up and do a like yeah, Scooby and Shaggy?
Yeah, like a
running in the air.
Like yeah. You just see it like a dust
yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
Like I was terrified.
Yeah.
By the way, oh my God, I just spilled fucking tea into my lap and it hurts.
Oh, you got to sue. You got to sue McDonald's. Oh, you got a Mr. Rogers mug.
Look at that. And guess what? With the hot, it's navy blue, but then with the hot liquid in there, changes colors to sweater.
Stop it. They don't even have that technology. That doesn't even exist.
They do.
What?
Here's why it's bullshit, and here's why I almost never use this mug. Not dishwasher safe.
Oh, fuck. What?
Like, get the fuck. What are we, in the 1800s? I got to wash my own dishes?
I know.
I grabbed it. I was like, I haven't used this in a while. And then as I'm pouring it, I was like, oh, yeah, this is bullshit. I have to wash it with my hand.
I got
an update.
Okay, tell me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the snake.
Yes.
Has been like around the courtyard. My neighbor saw it. And like Michelle's like on a text chain with neighbors. And somebody freaked out. They opened the garage door. So we got courtyard and then there's a garage under a building. Like. Okay. I have a duplex, but like this room you see is like and there's a bathroom and a closet behind here, but it's a pretty skinny little room. But for the most part, our apartment's upstairs.
Yes. Yeah.
Most of the downstairs of our building is a garage with like 100 cars in it.
Yeah.
So
you're on the garage level. The courtyard is above you where you sit right now.
Yep. Courtyard is right out. Well, my backyard's right here and the courtyard's over there.
Okay. Got it. Yep.
So I'm on the ground floor, but everything else is up there.
Yeah.
Anyway, somebody was coming out of the garage to the courtyard, walking through the courtyard. They open the door and the fucking snake zooms by them, like goes over their feet into the garage.
Yeah.
So they post on our like building's Facebook page. They post like a picture of the snake in the garage. Now everybody's freaking out because they're like, we got a snake in our garage.
Yeah.
And then like an hour later, somebody's just driving through the garage and they just smush this snake. Snake's dead.
Well, there's more. I mean, if there's one, there's 30.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only snake to ever go through Hoboken is dead.
No.
So I'm not skittish anymore. I went out to my bike this morning. I was like, everything's fine. There's no more snakes ever.
You're good to go. Oh, that reminds me, speaking of that, on that same walk where I encountered the snakes.
Hanging out with rattlesnakes.
Yes, where I was hanging out with rattlesnakes, I was coming back and it was pretty dark. I'm not sure if it was the same one or the next day. I think it was the same one, though. It was getting pretty dark. And so, drop the mechanical pencil. I, as it's getting dark, I'm coming into my neighborhood. And so I live, where I live, like back kind of backs up to a trail. So I'm on the trail and then you got to walk through like a fence. So there's just like a regular gated opening to walk through.
Mm-hmm.
And as I'm walking up to it, there's a little ditch right next to the fence. And I look down like a little drainage ditch with a drainage pipe in it. And I look down. And there's a fucking goddamn skunk with his ass in the air pointed directly at me. And
he had the tail pointed
up. It was up. The tail was up.
Okay.
Yes.
Because I did a lot of research. Remember. Yes.
Yeah.
They've cocked their pistol.
Yes.
They're aiming. But.
Yeah.
They're reluctant to use it because that's a week's worth of supply of stink.
Really? They can't do it for a whole week after that.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's like their refractory period is like a week.
Interesting.
So they will only spray if they're feeling imminent danger.
So same with the rattlesnake, Ed. A lot of times, rattlesnake.
They're murderers.
No, listen. A lot of times, if a rattlesnake bites, it's what they call a dry bite. It doesn't use any venom. Oh, it knows how much venom it's going to use depending on the size of the victim. So it'll either give you a full blast if it's trying to kill you and eat you, or if it just wants you away from it, it'll just bite you. Anyway, this fucking thing had its ass in the air and I gave it a wide berth. But then I was like, I was much further away from the skunk than I was from the snakes. But then I'm like, I can't get to the gate. I was going to have to walk around an entire high school to get back to my house, which I would have. But then I watched it and it went down into the drainage pipe and bailed. And then I made my move and went upstairs or went up the hill.
Yeah, because even though it's reluctant to use its stink.
Yeah.
If it deems you a threat,
yeah,
then everything you have has to be thrown in the garbage.
Yeah. And I can't come in the house. I have to.
And you're taking a bath in tomato soup or some of those bullshit things. Yeah. Probably have to shave your hair.
What?
There's no end.
It's all I got. It's my hair. I've got hair and personality. That's fucking literally all I'm bringing to the party. Right. Ed.
Only thing left you'd have is personality. Gunks. Once you get like everything has to go.
Yeah, that
fucking hurts.
Yeah.
Really spilled on my fucking crotch.
Dick. Yeah. okay. That's what's going on. There's snakes. Silver Point Sports is 4-0. Ed is
Silver Point Sports 34-3 before the perfect. Half, by the way.
See, there's a reason. There's a reason. I felt like shit because our, you know.
You made an executive decision.
Well, no, I forgot. Our proprietary algorithm comes in usually sometime in the daytime. And then I like to try to post it like an hour before the game starts. And Mondays are busy. I got to work. We got a podcast to do. I'm doing 75 hard. So I'm in between work and the podcast. I'm out on a fucking walk trying to exercise. Right. And it just fucking slipped my mind and I felt really bad about it. But hey, maybe it's for the best. Obviously, it's for the best. Okay.
Yep.
Let's talk about, speaking of for the best, let's talk about some people who died.
Just tell us who was dead now. Just tell us who was dead now. Who died? It's a sad segment.
Very sad.
And it will not be an update. On who's alive,
nope.
Let's get a tragic update.
Tragic update.
Cause Ed Daily has been keeping up on who just died.
Yep.
Cause we're about to hear from Ed on which celebrities are dead. So tell me who died.
Ed. Who died this week?
I've been very annoyed by this guy over the years.
Yeah.
He's the first guy to pop the champagne bottle.
Yeah.
When the last undefeated him team, and
Nick Bonaconte.
Oh, Bonaconte.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mercury Morris, Dolphins running back from that undefeated team.
Yep.
And also, should be noted, major cocaine trafficker.
Yeah, he was.
77 years old.
He was.
Didn't
he do a bid? Well, first of all, put Mercury Morris under the category of people that I already thought was dead. So, I mean, RIP, very sad, obviously.
I only know about him because you'd see his, you know, old wrinkle. He wasn't that wrinkled, but the old gray guy looked like an old lion. And he'd be like popping the champagne. He was so excited because they were the only undefeated team. It's like, buddy.
Yeah.
The worst team in the NFL would beat the 72 Dolphins by 100.
See, this is what drives me crazy. This is like when Barkley is like, oh, back in the day, these Warriors, we'd fucking throw them down on the ground. We'd start kicking them in the dick. No, you wouldn't. You'd lose. You'd lose by 30 points. I saw Will Clark, Will the Thrill. Now, this Will Clark guy could
hit. He's a dickhead, right?
He was a dick.
He was a great hitter.
I believe he's from Mississippi.
He was on the same Mississippi State team as Palmeiro and Bobby Thigpen.
He might. I don't want to be corrected by LSU Lala. I think he actually might be from Louisiana and he went to Mississippi State. Not important.
No.
I saw him the other day because he does a podcast. I don't know if it is a podcast, if it's just like clips on Instagram, but then people call it a podcast. You know, some podcasts are just fake, right? They're just the clips. They don't actually do the show that's associated with the clips. They just do the clips and it looks like they do a podcast, but they just do clips. Not important. He does a podcast with Eric Burns, who I like. Great Bruin. Great Oakland.
He's an entertaining guy. I've seen him on MLB Network. Yes.
He's a little different guy. They do a podcast and they were fucking, they were going on and on because they love Luis Arraez, who's the leadoff hitter for the Padres.
Yeah. He's led the league in hitting a couple
years. Hits a lot of singles. Good for him. The guy hits a lot of singles. There's value to that.
Yeah.
But Will Clark's like, there's only three guys in the major leagues hitting over 300 now. He's like, they don't value getting hits anymore. He goes, everyone's trying to hit home runs. And he goes, the pitching hasn't changed.
The fuck are you talking about? The pitching hasn't changed. Everybody throws 100 miles an hour now. You might have seen a 100 mile an hour pitch a week in your career. Now, every single night, every guy that comes into the game throws 100. Kind of hard to get a lot of hits off those guys.
And on top of that, the specialization.
Yes.
Of, you know, each middle reliever and close set of man closer, everything.
Completely different game.
Readjust. So it's a different game.
Different game.
I would say back in the day.
Yes.
I'm sure Bob Gibson could be a good pitcher today. Sandy Koufax could be a good pitcher today. If used today's coaching.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Like Sandy Koufax, he was long gone by the time I watch baseball, but the whole thing was like this guy had crazy control and stuff. Like there are places for guys like that. And Bob Gibson could hit 100, but he was like, he'd be one of the guys, one of a million guys who hit 100.
Yeah.
But the way everything's evolved, the hitters have to be a million times better than they used to.
Yes, dude. Are you kidding?
A million times better.
And it used to be like a guy would throw, this guy throws five pitches. Well, nobody throws five pitches anymore because if you got fucking two really good ones, you're just going to throw those two really good ones in the places guys can't hit them. Like that just, it's just different. It's a different game. And this fucking Will Clark is like, is one of these fucking back in my day type of guys. And your fucking day is over, dude. You were a great hitter in your day. You're not looking at the same thing. You're looking at a different thing now and try to understand that. Same with Charles Barkley. Anyway.
And same with Mercury Morris.
That's the whole point of this. When they're fucking slapping themselves on the back that they won 14 games in a row and they're so happy that the Patriots finally lose, are you fucking kidding me? You guys would fucking die in your first fucking college game if you had to play the guys that play today. It's completely different. You fucking tip your hat to these guys and what they can do now because it's not the same thing. Your record doesn't mean shit compared to what fucking guys do today. It's not the same.
Bob Greasy lining up and trying to throw a pass against a modern NFL defense where they're disguising blitzes and stuff, and you just be like,
even Troy Aikman, Hall of Fame quarterback Troy Aikman. Look at how many passes he threw in his career. It's fucking like half of what guys throw today. It's just not the same game, completely different. And just recognize that. Like, you don't have to put yourself in Darnold the same category.
Sam Darnold's 10 times better than anyone that played in 1972.
Yes, 100%. Yes, that's absolutely a fact. Indisputable.
But RIP Mercury Morris, 77 years old. We also lost Gabriel the Gun Gonzalez, original No Doubt trumpet player, 57. Trumpet?
Yeah.
I mean, I always know that, band. Like, don't speak.
Yeah, I know.
Don't speak.
Yeah.
But they would trumpet?
Third wave ska, man. The Orange County. Yeah, they were. It always bums me out, though. Like, when somebody quits the band, like, right before they they get popular, you know? It's like, you were so close.
The only time you hear, about them is the obit.
Yeah.
When it's like, hey, they could have been part of the fun.
But Pete Best, the original Beatles drummer, he was so bitter. And he's like, they didn't want me in the band because I was cute. They didn't like I was. And they're like, no, they found a better drummer. There was a guy in another band who they thought was better than you. And they fired you and brought in the guy that's better. And that's how it always works. Yeah, sorry. Sorry, buddy. Yes, we know about
the trumpet player.
Yes. Very sad.
But I'm sure there were lots of trumpet opportunities for him to
Yes. Dude, I think he bought it on a motorcycle too, right? Is that what happened?
Oh, yeah. Very sad.
It's
a sad segment.
It is, really. It's not an update on who's alive. Okay, let's talk some sports.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool ring
things you see.
They're as sparkly as can be.
A Mido Shoy on DVD.
Ed, what happened this week in the world of, in the sports world, besides me forgetting to post that we have the Jags plus five today? Maybe we didn't have the Jags plus five, yeah, by the way.
I stopped talking about that.
Because we were 4-0 yesterday.
And worse by the second.
Let me give you who we had yesterday, Ed, because they all won outright.
Because I participate in this thing where you pick against the spread every week, yeah, and like there's cumulative.
Yeah.
And I had a terrible day yesterday. Yeah.
Because we picked all teams that you thought were going to lose. We had the Vikings won outright, plus two.
Definitely thought they were going to lose. Yeah. We definitely thought they were going to lose.
We had the Panthers plus six.
I convinced my son, he does like this eliminator, you know, suicide pool. Yeah. And I go,
don't take the Raiders.
They're putting in the red rifle.
A real quarterback.
And
Katie Texas' own.
There's something to be said for like the quarterback shakeup. And I was like,
it's true.
You can pick against the Panthers most weeks, but I would just stay away. And I was like, pick against the Giants instead. There's no way they're going to win.
Andy Dalton's going to win more games that, or lose more games than he wins, but you like for, you get that juice, especially, and the Raiders are dog shit, despite the fact that they got my guy, Minshew Magic, and who's probably a little depleted from all the fucking he's doing in Vegas all week long.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we had the okay, here's the other one.
But I convinced my son to not choose that. But then I told him just pick against the Giants and you'll be fine. And the
always
Giants
a good
won.
Idea.
So
they did.
He got eliminated.
Okay,
anyway.
We weren't on the Giants, but we were on the Denver Broncos. What won outright in Tampa?
Did not see that coming.
At the big sombrero. Against my guy Baker. You know I'm reluctant to pick against my guy Baker, but this is, look, it's not about who we love. It's about the algorithm, Silver Point Sports proprietary algorithm. And then, who else? Who did I say? I said three already, right?
Yes.
And the Rams. The Rams, who are dog shit.
I was surprised by that.
Yes.
Picked against them.
Yes. Because they're a shit team and they're not going to make the playoffs, but they won yesterday. So that was good. What happened in sports this weekend?
So the Nats, they traded Juan Soto and went with youth movement. Yeah. And, like, they're starting to have some good young players. And they had a rookie who made the All-Star team, C.J. Abrams. Yeah. But he was seen at a casino at 6 a.m. the night before a day game.
In Chicago.
None too pleased.
Yeah.
None too pleased. So they demoted him to AAA, even though the AAA season was over. So that was just like a ceremonial, like, fuck you.
Well, yeah, it's like 3 weeks of no checks, though, probably, right? Like I'm sure there's
some financial repercussions, but like, yeah, it was a situation where like, we're sending you to AAA, and everybody's like, the AAA season just ended.
Yeah.
And I was
I'm of two minds. Because while this is definitely very unprofessional behavior.
I'm with you.
Michael Jordan used to play 36 holes and then go and then play a playoff game that night. But he was Michael fucking Jordan. And then, but he'd play 36 holes and then he'd score 36 points that night. And who's going to tell Michael Jordan he can't do this? C.J. Abrams is not Michael Jordan yet. But also, he's not going to the finals against the Jazz. He's fucking playing out the string on one of the three or four worst teams in the league.
But all that being said.
Tell me.
Regardless of Jordan or not.
Yeah.
Like, we've all been adults who have worked a job when we came back from Vegas that night before. Like, if you do your job. Who gives a fuck about what? Like, this guy is capable of being an all-star while burning the candle at both ends, the minute his play slips, then there are repercussions.
Yes.
But, like, if he goes 2-for-4 or, you know, or whatever, like, if he's consistently doing good enough to make the all-star team.
I'm with you.
He's not raping someone.
No.
Like, he's not getting caught doing something. He's just...
He's raping the roulette table is what he's doing.
Yeah. He's doing something that I wouldn't do
because
I would want to, like, I would want rest before my big game or whatever. But, like, it doesn't matter. No. It doesn't matter what he does at a roulette table or he was playing, you know, blackjack or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
If he performs, then fine. It's got to be every single person listening to this.
Yeah.
We have all been banged up going to work. And if we get the job done, nobody says shit.
Yeah. Yep.
So who cares?
Yep. No, I'm kind of with you. Yeah. He went 0-for-3 in that game, but he did draw a walk, Ed. Very important. Walk's as good as a hit. Like, look.
That's right.
They're playing out the string. I'm more like, imagine what this Chicago area casino was like, Ed. I mean, it's so fucking depressing to even think about. Just not their off-brand casinos. Definitely. Like, come on, get the fuck out of here. And you know, this is what they do. They could have given him a stern talking to. Look, the Nationals do not have a good reputation with ball players. They tried to fuck that guy who's the pitcher, Steven Strasburg.
Strasburg.
Yeah, he went out there and he fucking pitched his fucking till his elbow fell off to get him a World Series. And then they gave him a big contract and he basically never pitched again. And they're like, you got to give us some money back.
What about Juan Soto?
Yes.
Juan Soto, one of the great young players, won a World Series with them like when he was 19 or something. And by the time he was 22 or something, is like begging off the team, like forcing his way out of town.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
If you have that and has won a World Series with them,
never let him leave.
You can't let him leave.
Never let
him leave. So, like, fuck the Nats.
Yeah, fuck the Nats. Totally agree with you. I'm team CJ Abrams.
Let CJ Abrams live.
Let him live. Totally agree. Okay. Ed's right.
Now, this to me was the craziest news this weekend. All the football games.
I know.
It came out like, I don't know, Friday or something. Yeah. Woj, the NBA insider, they like would report trades 5 minutes before they happened.
Yeah. Yes.
He's like, all right, I'm leaving ESPN. I'm going to take over as GM at St. Bonaventure, my alma mater.
Yeah.
And people acted like he was getting sent off to Vietnam in 1969. They acted like he was getting executed. Like, oh my God. The legend. He's just willing to go and take over at St. Bonaventure. Like this dude had done the craziest thing ever.
Yeah. It's gotta be a fucking hard job. Like on the draft, he tweets who's getting drafted like 5 minutes before the picks are made on every single pick. And so it's like, look, I don't watch drafts anyways, but you just gotta watch his Twitter and then you know. And then whoever's, you know, the free agency, like he's way on top of free agency. He's telling you what's going to what team. But it's got to be. Look, I couldn't remember to make a TikTok today to say that we like the Jags +5 and also the Mariners +115. Like, I forgot to do that. Like, if Woj forgot to say that Drew Holiday's brother was going from the fucking Pacers to the Hawks, it's fucking like the end of the world because that one other Sharms dude is going to get it. And then it's like, oh, is Sharms the new Woj? And it's like, who gives a fuck?
Yeah. So I did hear or read two things about Woj. Like Woj, who fucking knows?
Yeah.
But I heard one tweet or something. Somebody said that dude was extremely petty and shitty to people. And like, we shouldn't be like, because Woj would be like very proprietary. If you broke a story that he didn't like, he would get bitchy about
it. Yeah. Yes.
Maybe that's true. Maybe it's not.
Yes.
But another thing that I heard, which I read, like, I believe it just because.
Yes. Yeah.
This guy Shams.
Yes.
Is McAfee's guy, and McAfee runs that fucking network right now.
Yes.
It's him and Stephen A. Smith.
Yes.
And I guess Shams has the good relationship with McAfee, and so he was starting to get more scoops.
Yeah, because he's going to take it to the big show, the biggest property they have.
So he was getting more scoops, and people were like, Woj wasn't in with McAfee, which is like the big show there.
Yeah.
And so maybe it was time for him to go and like, he can go take over at St. Bonaventure and
Yeah. I mean, I will say I never heard this guy Shams talk because I don't give a fuck. I don't follow any of this stuff. I don't care. But I mean,
I've seen his tweet.
Woj was not like Mr. Personality. Like, I wouldn't be like Rush. I wouldn't be like, we got to get fucking Woj on the show right away because he's going to light it up with his energy. Like, it's, he just told you some shit.
To accountants, because the world needs accountants. But if you said, oh, here's ESPN's accountant,
yeah,
everybody would be like, yeah, that tracks.
Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. He's taking his retirement job. Nobody talked any shit when LeBron James took his retirement job in LA, and he's been fucking mailing it in for 4 fucking years, and nobody's acting like he's in prison. This Woj probably has $10 million in the bank. He's going to go off. He's probably going to write a book talking shit, like spilling the beans on what a bunch of fucking assholes everybody is at ESPN. It's great. Like, just let the man go. Let him live.
But they acted like the dude was dying. Like, he just took a new job.
I know. That job sounds...
Adam Schefter was carrying on. Like, all these people. It's like, it's fine. A guy took a job.
Yeah.
Who cares?
It sounds like such a hard job. And so when he says he's burnt out, like, of course he's fucking burnout. How's he do it this long? He's got to this Schefter guy, you know, look, he's obviously got something that he's keeping suppressed. He's on the fucking
chill for the league.
Yeah. He's on the treadmill waiting for Roger Goodell to tell him exactly what to say all the time. He's got multiple phones going. He can't go on vacation. Like, how is this fun? What is exciting exactly about what you're doing?
I read the book Moneyball.
Me too.
And there are so many parts of it where they're like, okay, we need to float this to Peter Gammons, and then we need to do this. And it's like, these guys are just pawns in the game, like all this shit going on, and it's exhausting. You have to have the phone like near the shower and always be listening. It seems awful.
Yes, yes.
So he took a new job.
There's a very good interview in like 1983 with some fucking CIA guy, and he's like, so what we would do is we would get a few reporters that were influential, and we would start feeding them information, and we would just tell it, and then we would start a story. And you're like, oh, fuck. Like, that's been this whole time. Like, all this WMD bullshit has always been going on. I just didn't realize it.
Of course. Yeah.
Same thing in sports. 100%. Good luck, Woj. We recently launched this show on video, and I've heard it from a lot of you. Yo, B, what's up with that hairline? No man wants to lose his hair, but for men, it's actually very common. And now with Hims, the solution is simple. Try Hims Hair Loss Solutions, and you'll be joining hundreds of thousands of subscribers who got their flow back. Hims provides access to a range of hair loss treatments that work, all from the comfort of your couch. Hims makes treating hair loss simple with doctor-trusted treatment options and clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. They offer personalized, chewable, oral, spray, and serum treatment options so you can find what works best for you. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/baller. That's hims.com/baller for your personalized hairline treatment options. hims.com/baller. Results vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if a prescription is appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
Bored the fuck out of me anyway.
Sad news. Mike Francesa, the awful sounding New York area.
That guy that falls asleep on the air.
Yeah, falls asleep.
He makes $2 million a year.
He's incredibly arrogant. Like always, he would have a call in show and he would belittle everyone, be like, you don't know.
I kind of like that.
Yeah. You have to know, I suck Bill Parcells' dick. And so every opinion that you have against Bill Parcells, like, he was the worst.
Now, anyway. does he get a special dispensation because he had that special needs co-host for a long time, the Mad Dog?
It's got to drive him crazy because Mad Dog is way more famous.
He's on ESPN. How?
Like I think he's on. Oh yeah, he's on ESPN. He was on Major League Network for a while. But like, he's got like his own shows and shit. Crazy. And he,
yeah.
And I have no idea what's going on with him.
Well, there's something going on.
He's imminently. He's infinitely more likable
and entertaining.
Sessa.
Yeah, yeah. No, I agree.
Like, yeah, he's weird and everything, but like,
yeah,
you don't hate him. Like, Mike Francesa is just a dickhead.
Yeah, hateable.
Anyway, he broke some news that's really sad. Fox Network turned Gronk into a clown. Like, this dude was splitting atoms before he went on Fox. And now the Fox Network has turned Gronk into a clown.
Okay.
He's like a very serious ball player.
Three words. Buffalo, New York. Three more words. University of Arizona. That's all you need to know about this Gronk guy. Like, this is, you know, it's not, this guy wasn't fucking splitting atoms. He wasn't, he didn't invent sliced bread.
Base personality. Yes. Like, there's just, yeah, there's no other way to, he's just,
yeah.
Fox didn't turn him into a shit. He's been the exact same person when he was in year three of his NFL career.
100%.
And as an analyst. He's just the same goon.
Is he like with Terry Bradshaw and fucking, and Howie and all that?
Try to avoid those shows, yeah. But he's definitely part of the Fox crew.
Yeah.
Like, he's part of the, you know, how they just have the desk with like 14 guys on it now.
Yeah. And then they go out into like a fake football field and they're like, go left. And they're like,
for no reason. Yeah, they don't do anything.
Yeah, I'm not into that.
And then they have the big robot. It's like, boom, boom, boom,
yes,
boom,
yes.
Boom.
Like, so dumb.
Robot.
Oh, I hate that shit.
It's so also bad. Dumb.
Yeah. Let Gronk.
Unfortunately, Fox turned him into a clown.
Yeah, he's look, Gronk, and you gotta just be happy for him because he's been able to take his condition and parlay it into a career. Yes.
Like, who knew he could even, you know, speak sentences?
Tie his shoes.
And here he's getting paid to talk.
He's fucking in every commercial. Like, he's very likable. He's a likable, special person.
Likable to some.
Yes.
I'd prefer to never see him
again. He's not for me.
It's not the Fox Network that did this.
Yes, I agree. What else?
So the NFL tweeted out, like, they like to tweet out, like, highlights and shit, and they tweeted out a video of Derek Carr celebrating a touchdown doing a Michael Jackson dance. And then, like, 2 days later, they fined Derek Carr $14,000 for dancing in the end zone and grabbing his crotch like Michael Jackson in one of those videos.
Wait. Oh, because he grabbed his. You're not allowed to grab. You're not allowed to do a gun.
Like Michael Jackson, like, weird thing where he grabs.
Yeah.
Like, I'm fine with fining him because, like, let's be honest, Michael Jackson was pretty fucking lame. Yeah. Like, he was really cool when I was in second grade, and by fourth grade, he was the least cool person to be into.
Oh, and also, like, how old is Derek Carr? Like, 32? Like, what does he remember about Michael Jackson? Like, he doesn't, like, Stolen Valor, you know? You should be doing, like, if you want to do some shit that The Weeknd did, or, you know, or Drake, then you're more believable.
Right. Yeah. I'm fucking 48.
Yeah.
When I was in second grade, Thriller was the biggest album, and like all the kids were like into it.
Yes.
And then by the time the Man in the Mirror came out, it was like one of those things like, this is kind of a banger, but like, it's really not cool to be into it.
Yeah.
So you just kind of liked it on the side.
What about the one he did where Magic Johnson was like a pharaoh? And it was
Then they started premiering. This was like, you'd be watching NFL and then they'd say like Simpsons next, and then during the commercial break of the Simpsons they'd be like, we're premiering the next Michael Jackson, and like, there was nobody into it then, and then Magic Johnson's like, remember, he was supposed to say behold, and he goes behold.
He's not the best actor,
but he was not cool in the 90s. He was cool when I was like 7 or 8.
Yeah, I agree. I'm like, let them celebrate however they want or whatever. Remember when they were like, you have to come over to the sideline to do your celebration? And it's like,
I would like them to do all the celebrations they want.
Yeah.
And I'm going to judge you because I think it's lame that he did
it.
But like, the NFL is celebrating him. And then they're like, but we need to find that because he indicated grabbing his crotch. Like, fucking. Every kid in America knows, like, it's just nothing. It's nothing.
Yeah.
Just like whenever you hear, like, they'll zoom in on a game and somebody will drop, you know, say fuck, and they're like,
yeah,
oh, we want to apologize yes. to anyone who's offended by that. Like, what? You haven't heard a fucking F-bomb? Like,
yeah. Just let them say it. Yeah.
I get it. If you tune into an NFL game, you don't want to see double penetration with your 5-year old. But if they hear the word fuck, like when I was in first grade, I had heard the word fuck.
Yeah.
I mean, my kids have because I say it in the house, but like, but like, aside from like graphic sex, there's nothing that like you can walk through society and avoid.
How would they do the double penetration though? Would they would be like, get the kicker. We have to get the kicker out here, and the kicker would be the one to be done. And then he'd have to lay back, and then like somebody would get under the kicker.
Spit roast.
Yeah.
No. You'd have Gronk on one.
Oh,
end.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Eiffel Tower. Kicker, just a regular Eiffel.
Kick.
Yeah, and a high
kicker
five.
On the spit roast.
See, they should do that. That I would be into. Right. That's pretty interesting. I saw some guy score a touchdown yesterday, and I fucking didn't get, it might've been in college. He celebrated somehow. And I'm like, am I supposed to know what he's doing? Because I didn't get it, you know? And I'm like, I know that is something, but it's nothing to me. And then, and like, I know at least enough stuff to know stuff. So if I don't know what it is, I'm going to say most people don't know what it is. So like, pick a better thing. And also, it's a big, you have to do big motions for people to understand. Like, I like when that guy, I like Joe Horn, when he would get the Sharpie out of the, he would preload the Sharpie.
I love it.
Yes. Like that's some shit right there. Do that.
I love it all.
Me too.
I think it's bizarre how the NFL, like they're still struggling with like, what can we celebrate? What if the kids see the guy grabbing his dick? Like,
yeah. Horrible. What if? Yeah. I mean, Marshawn Lynch, come on. He would celebrate before he scored the touchdown. He would fucking dive in.
The greatest run of all time.
Yes.
He grabbed his dick as he's fading into the end zone.
He ended the entire Saints franchise. They have never recovered. He broke 9 tackles on the way to the end zone on like a 70-yard run and then fell into the end zone holding his fucking dick. Hold your dick. Break 9 tackles. Explode fucking 9 guys on the way to the end zone. You get to hold your dick. You're that good.
So, yes. Shame. Derek Carr, because hey, you're like 30, 33. Yeah. Like, you don't know Michael Jackson. Like, what is that? But at the same time, like, let him grab his dick.
Yes. Yeah. And shame him for being from Fresno, but having a Southern accent. Like, that's something you could shame the guy for. You know? Other than that,
As a New Jersey resident, Bon Jovi talks, he's from fucking Sayreville, and he talks when he's singing and he's got this Southern.
I mean, Bruce kind of does the same thing. Bruce
has got his own. Yeah. Bruce is like from a different country. Yeah, he's got like his accent. You're like, what? It's like kind of like Christopher Walken, who's from New York. And you're like, that doesn't sound like any country I've heard of.
That's a good point. What else is going on there?
Finally.
Yes.
Falcons owner Arthur Blank last night.
Yeah.
They had a Sunday night game against the Chiefs, and he introduced a new member to the team's Ring of Honor.
Oh, hold on. Let me guess. Julio Jones. Falcons. Oh, was it the guy, Julio Jones, the frogman that Julio Jones hired to find his earring?
His ice.
Yeah.
His ice.
In the lake. He dropped that earring in the lake when he was jet skiing.
No,
it wasn't him.
Wasn't Jamal Anderson. It wasn't Chris Chandler.
Was it the security guard that kept an eye on Kanye West's suite when he rented out the entire Mercedes-Benz stadium to finish his album? No. Put him in the Ring of Honor? No. Okay.
No, I'll give you one more guess. One more player you can guess.
What was it the because Arthur Blank started Home Depot. Was it the only employee in the history of Home Depot that ever actually was there to answer a question? Because there's only ever been one.
Yeah, and anytime I've gotten someone at Home Depot to like, hey, can you help me with this? They're always passing through quickly, like trying to get away from you.
You can tell it's not their department. I grabbed a guy the other day, and I could tell he's going to lunch, and I'm like, hey, bro. I'm like, dowel pins. And you know where they were at? This was a month ago. I would still be in Home Depot because they were on a fucking end cap, like the side of an end cap.
How am I supposed to find the fucking dowel pins? They should be with all the other hardware. They're not.
Same with, I was looking for shower curtains.
Oh, yeah.
And I went to the bath. I tried to, like, do it without asking anybody any help.
Yeah.
It was hard to find someone.
Huge mistake.
And then I go up and down, and I see toilet seats. I see all this stuff. And I'm like, where the fuck are shower curtains? Yeah. And it was the same thing. It was at the end of an aisle, not even the aisle with the bath stuff.
Yeah.
I don't, how would I know
that? Now, my question to you is this. Shower curtain, that's a Target item. You're at Home Depot looking for shower curtains? What kind of selection could they have?
Home Depot, and the selection was one. Home Depot was across the street from the liquor store I was going to at the time.
That makes sense. So who'd they put in the Ring of Honor? Oh, it was Steve DeBerg, obviously. How could it not be Steve DeBerg? The guy played fucking QB at 44 years old. The guy, and he was handsome as hell.
Close.
Yep.
Arthur Blank put Arthur Blank into the Falcons Ring of Honor. What? Hey, congratulations on being a billionaire and owning a team that's never won a Super Bowl. Like,
well, they had that one locked up, Ed. They had a 27-point lead in the Super Bowl. Like, it's over.
And that head coach is currently coaching my Commanders right now.
Dan Quinn. Is that his name? Yeah. Quinn. Yeah. Well, good for Arthur. Well, you know what he's got? He's got a Hall of Fame porn stash, that's for sure.
He does.
Yeah.
He does. Yeah. That porn look.
Yeah, he looks great. Okay. Let's...
He looks a little bit like vampire Frank DeFord.
Yes, he kind of does. Nosferatu. Count Chocula. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's kind of got that look, 100%. Okay, let's do some voicemails.
He's so easy to hate. Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits.
His thoughts are useless shit.
I know. He's fat and got big
just
tits.
Just a full takedown.
Yeah, it's very aggressive. I wonder if Manuel's going to call in and see what
and any... dispute that?
Yeah, see what people say about him.
Hey, that's not true.
Yeah, he's... well-known listener. Okay, let's play some voicemails.
Jeff at Denver.
Oh, hey, Jeff.
So,
hey, Jeff.
I guess Red Circle people have to start listening to ads in the shows.
Yeah, maybe.
Come on, B.
Maybe.
Step that shit up.
Hey, I get paid
also,
for this.
If there's a way you can, when you delete the ads, if you could also delete the idiot from Gardenia, that would be great. I think that moron actually thinks you guys are on the radio since he asked if you guys were like nationwide or whatever. What a fucking moron. Also, Brian, let me help you with the board. There's these things on Amazon. They're called label makers. You can order one of those and you can label all your buttons so you know what you're actually
playing.
I'm hot.
He really is. Hold on. I don't even know how to pause.
The snake.
The buttons have multiple. So I have to switch digitally because the buttons mean different things in different contexts. So there's only 8 buttons, but there's 16 functions for those 8 buttons. So look, no, there's 8 times 4. There's 32 different combinations that the buttons can be, and I have to change the board. So no, the label maker couldn't fix it.
If yeah. I were feeding dead rats... dead mice to it, my snake, I'd be a little on edge too.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
I'll give Jeff a wide berth. He's on edge.
He really brought a lot this week, that's for sure.
Hope you get it figured out. Appreciate you guys.
Yes, thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Yep. Okay. Here's another one.
Gentlemen, KDC here.
Okay, KDC.
So I am, of course, driving. I'm always driving, but I just drove by my first what is that, Tesla truck? That thing?
Cybertruck.
The really, really ugly thing. Yeah. And I can't help but look at this thing and just I just get Pontiac Aztec vibes from it. But
it's like, a sweet ride. Yeah.
This is like.
It's way better than
way better.
Pontiac
Aztec. Walter White drove a Pontiac Aztec. I mean, iconic.
Right.
It's a beautiful vehicle.
Aztec meets DeLorean douche level. It's just, it's the ugliest thing I've ever seen. Secondly, yes. Worst song ever.
Oh.
I'll probably have more, but my most hated song is by a singer who I actually really love and a subject that I find intriguing in an area that I love to be, but the wreck of Edmund Fitzgerald. That song.
Gordon Lightfoot.
It's so bad. It's not only
pretty
just bad, yeah. It's depressing. It's about a horrible tragedy. And you feel.
Did that take place on a Great Lake?
I believe
yeah,
it was.
Sounds like it. Yeah. Yeah.
Cold when it's on as well as annoyed. Anyway, that's my vote. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Fair. A lot of good info from Katie Shady there.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, she's back.
I know I'm not supposed to do this, but I had a client meeting last.
You get a special dispensation, Katie Shady, because you are a personal friend who is loved by me. So you call as much as you want.
She does a good job with her
She
calls.
Brings good content. You know, she brings yeah. stuff we want to hear, even if she's scolding us for being wrong about the size of Columbus and all that.
And Brad Ryan knows firsthand, I get a lot of client drama, but yeah. this meeting, I was.
Pretty successful real estate agent, this Katie Shady.
Talking yeah, sure. to my client, and she told me her husband was in Florida 2 weeks ago at his uncle's house, and he got bit by a rat. Bit by a rat. He had to go get rabies shots and all that stuff. So, I don't know. You got a lot of rats around here, so.
Well, you're burying the lead here. Like, okay, Florida, okay, obviously. But was he asleep? A rat is typically going to avoid he's going to try to get away from you because most things want to kill rats and they're pretty aware of that. So they're not really trying to come close and fucking take a bite out of you. Now, Ed, I know you got those fucking possum size or cat size rats where you live. So they're probably less scared of humans because there's so many more of them than there are of you. But
it's like the sky garbage pigeons. They're not as scared.
Yeah.
Like you walk by a pigeon and they're like,
yeah.
sometimes they'll flap their wings like close enough to you. You'll feel their wings like yeah. disgusting.
Disgusting.
They're not scared. They're not scared enough. And inevitably,
yeah.
like today I rode my bike past someone feeding the fucking pigeons. So when I rode through, they're like 40 mm-hmm. pigeons and they're fluttering all over. I'm like, this is disgusting. Who's feeding fucking pigeon? Flying rats.
Who the fuck feeds a fucking pigeon?
There are a lot of lonely people out there.
I saw this cool video one time, Ed, on Instagram where this guy who was like a, he was hired to deal with the pigeons and he was like, it looked like a hotel or, you know, some type of office building close. And the pigeons were roosting and he would come up on them at night and he would flash a flashlight at them. And then they would freeze and he'd throw his hawk in the air and his hawk would just grab him and kill him. And he would just go around, and that was like he could have done it with the BB gun. He could have flashed him with the light and shot him with the BB gun, but it was way cooler that he had another bird to do his bidding and then this is how dumb birds are. Then he would give it like a little liver or something to as a reward. He could have just fucking had a whole ass pigeon, but you just get a little taste yeah. of something and you're happy with that. So. Anyway, I need to know, Katie, how does one because I'm terrified of rats. I don't want to be bitten by one. And I get that this is Florida, so no rules down there. But tell us, like, how did this person end up being bitten by a rat?
I would just be thankful that the snake is there and let it.
Yes. Do it. Yes, Ed.
I can't even believe that he's
dead more.
Anyway, happy dreams.
Yep. That's why it was going into the garage, Ed. It smelled fucking rats in that garage. It was a rat snake.
I'm happy to report there's no more snakes in Hoboken. Someone ran it.
There's more. They're in that ivy, buddy. Here's another one.
What's up, fellas?
Oh, it's David Bray.
David.
Don.
Hello,
the
David.
I've got some questions. Don, I think all you did was confirm that you work for Spirit, Frontier, or maybe Southwest. Southwest is okay. But out of all the bullshit and lies you said, between getting puked on, cleaning up piss, all that crap, and, you know, the other stuff about you're going to save my ass if the plane is going to land in water. Don, you know as well as I that 99.9% of the stuff you said is never going to fucking happen. We're all dead. You don't train for that? You might. I think it's ridiculous. You know, I don't know who you work for. But again, that is ludicrous to think that your job, there's not a single flight attendant on the fucking planet that will ever admit that all the stuff you said happened to you in your career, unless I'll give you the benefit of the doubt that you work for fucking Spirit. Okay. Because what goes on at the ticket area, at the gate area, the fights and shit, popcorn throwing, whatever, goes right onto the plane after you take off. So having said that, I challenge you. You do not work for United. You do not work for Delta. You do not work for American Airlines. You either work for Frontier. My guess is still Spirit, which is the Greyhound of the skies, or maybe Southwest. So that was bullshit, most of it. And like I said, other shit that you said that's hard part of your job, carrying my, that ain't going to happen. When we go down, and nobody's going to be listening to you. They're going to be looking for the first way out of that fucking plane. Right. If it got to that series of events where you actually had a chance to survive.
Solely landed it on the Hudson.
I don't know what you're talking about. Again, sky waitress, just get me my Jack and Coke, get me my beer, bring me my pretzels, and let me relax. Because the rest of that stuff, other than telling us to put on our seatbelt, we ain't doing. All right. So, and that's somebody that's worked for an airline for almost 20 years. So I hope you enjoyed your quote unquote comeback. Well, don't make me lay the smack down again. All right, y'all. Take care.
David, thanks for the call. I just want to go on record that I respect both of you and what you do and think it's a tall order for both of you.
I mean, I still, I mean, it is kind of funny that to accuse somebody of working for Spirit Airlines, that's very funny, but I still, nothing is as funny as Don saying, oh, you were able to seat a family together going to Orlando. Oh, I love it. Okay. Thank you, David. We love you.
Thank you, David.
Here's one from Ed's mortal enemy, Lee, in Super Lee.
I didn't think we're enemies. The guy just keeps picking on me for my hair.
I know. He comes hard. Let's see what he's got to say.
Hey, guys. Super Lee here. Got to say, I love the breakdown of Sky Yuma by Ed. Yeah, more or less right. So no Sky Yuma. Anything more.
Did you know what that was, Ed? Were you just
Sky Yuma? I just said it was some bullshit chant from like the 20s or something.
Oh.
That's my guess.
Oh, it's something they like do in the stands. Sky Yuma.
I thought it was Ski Yuma, but who cares? Yeah. Well, we specifically asked to not explain it.
Yeah, I don't want to know this. It's too regional. It's too regional. Like I don't know your regional. I don't know your regional cuisine. You know, like he's gonna start coming on here talking about Juicy Lucy's in a minute. You know, like it's fine. You know, you got your thing. It's fine. But that being said, I believe it's coming up here in a few weeks. I am going to the UCLA Minnesota game with my dear friend Super Lee here. So I should be apprised of any chants that are going to be breaking out because there'll probably be many more Minnesota fans. That'd there. Be cool. Gopher fans than there will be. Then there will be Bruin fans.
No Bruin fans. Go ahead, right?
No.
And got some thoughts on the bad song bracket. First off, a question. Is there parameters around what qualifies? Is it a song that has a chart? Otherwise, we're going Vince Scully, Wind Beneath My Wings, which is absolutely horrendous, especially for a man who...
What are you doing? What is wrong with you?
I don't even understand. Something about Vince Scully and Wind Beneath My Wings?
I don't know. I guess if Vince Scully sang Wind Beneath My Wings, then it was beautiful because it was sang by Vince Scully, who's amazing. Like, this is not... He's beyond reproach, so...
I don't think of him as a singer, though.
No, of course not. He was a play-by-play man. Hold on, I got to write these down. Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
is a good one. My super hot girlfriend Cheyenne suggested one of hers was Mambo Number 5. And then we were eating sushi this weekend. And I'm like, do you hear this? And she's like, what? And I'm like, it's Mambo Number 5. And she's like, why did you point that out to me? She's like, I don't want to be here. I wouldn't have noticed that Mambo Number 5 was on. And I'm like, you suggested this as the worst song. And then here it is. We're listening. And look.
Did I mention that when it, I think it had just come out like a few months before I got married.
Mambo Number 5.
I told the DJ, I go, if you play Mambo Number 5 at my wedding, you don't get that second payment from us. Yeah. You don't get the second half.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'll come right out and say it. We can put it on the list and see if it wins. Mambo Number 5 kind of slaps. It kind of slaps.
It does.
It's got a little bounce to it.
That at my wedding.
No, of course not. No, of course not. It kind of slaps. Looking back, you're like, hey, this song, it's got something to it. Now, look, I didn't want to see Lou Bega's feet, which are clearly visible in an Aflac commercial. I mean, get that bag, Lou Bega, but still, you know, it's your song, Mambo Number 5, which slaps. That doesn't mean I got to see your feet. That's all I'm saying. Okay, so we know them when we hear them, if they can be on the list. And so in this case, way too specific. So no, it can't be on the list. And also, Vin Scully is an angel.
Voice of an angel when describing baseball games. But his rendition of Wind Beneath My Wings is absolute putrid.
Well, I would say anybody's rendition of Wind Beneath My Wings could be on there, but we're talking the Bette Midler version. Also, Ed, I think about this often. We really got fed a lot of Bette Midler throughout the 80s and 90s. And look, she's got some comedic chops for sure. But did she need to be in every single movie for 15 years? Like, why were we?
Was weird how, like, we just got all of the Bette Midler.
Yes. So much.
Yeah.
So much. And look, I'm not saying everybody's got to be a beauty queen or what. That's not what I'm saying. I'm just saying.
But it was a lot.
There was a whole lot of Bette Midler in our lives for way too long.
We're going with a song that was actually a hit. Then I suggest Who Let the Dogs Out by the Baha Men.
Yeah,
the absolute fucking worst song of all time.
That's a good one. Who Let the Dogs Out?
Hey, D. In about a couple of weeks when we're out in Cali together.
Yep.
We gonna go Sizzler? Go Sizzler after the game?
Yeah, that's
just saying. You know, celebrate a little Golden Gopher victory with all you can eat steak. I'm down for that.
I would be down for that. It's, then, except finally, I live 2 hours from the ballpark. Yeah.
Can you give me some hookup with the hair pills you've been selling on your ads? I know thanks to Darb, we get to hear all the ads now on both the red circle portion and the other part. And so, Brad, you are a bad man. And Darb, you need to be stopped. And so,
what do you mean? Can I hook you up? Promo code baller. I did hook you up with the promo code baller. You go on hims.com and you type in promo code baller and then you get the hookup. That is the hookup. You've been provided a hookup. Everybody has hims.com promo code baller. It's a new one coming too soon, Ed. And it's too soon to announce, but a new partner of ours is going to have a special baller lifestyle promotion. Only available to listeners of the show, coming soon. But as for now, Hims promo code baller. Do that.
I just want to say, if I'm going to hear the ads, at least, you know, maybe give you some hair pills too, because Lord knows I'm sitting out a little bit. I don't have lessons locked.
So it's self hate. See, it's self hate.
Envious of that. Yeah. And so I'm not above taking hair pills.
Yes.
From a guy who sells them at Hims.com.
Hims.com promo code baller.
To help out with my problem.
That's right.
Thanks, guys. Love you both. You're a baller.
Love you too, buddy. Okay.
So that's why he's lashing out.
Yes. Yeah, because you have thick, robust head of hair, Ed.
I do. It's
beautiful. Okay. Here's one final voicemail.
Ballers. Oh, boys.
Oh.
Easy A.
This is Telly Two-Putt.
Oh, Telly.
Telly Two-Putt is reaching out.
Ed and Brad by fucking Bex.
Yeah.
Fucking Manuel. Manuel is, I don't know what to do with Manuel. He fucking pisses me off so much every time I fucking
hear. Is this after league night?
Yeah, it must be.
Other than that, you know, hope you guys are having a great week. I'm still looking for Scotty's nickname.
Kylan Scarnie.
Because I guarantee you, Kylan Scarnie, his nickname was, it was awesome. I guarantee you. It was, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I couldn't even guess. I'm still waiting for that. Love you, boys. Love the show.
Love you.
Love you, buddy.
Love you too, buddy. You're the best. We love you. And then finally, Ed, I was gonna bring this up at the opening, but there's a
I got a gun.
Hold on.
Oh my goodness.
The cat's out of the bag. We've and our friend Matthew Richards has sent this along. Guys, might want to watch this by yourselves. The pants are going to get a little tight with excitement. Of course, it's the trailer for Den of Thieves 2 coming out, premiering in January, where they usually put all of the worst movies they make. But not.
Oh,
not
this is going to be
not
tremendous.
Not 2025, because Den of Thieves 2, Pantera, is coming out. Let's check out the trailer.
I got a badge. I started on.
Okay, hold on. My favorite thing about Den of Thieves 2, besides Jerry Butler's Jerry Plate of Brownies bulking routine that he went on.
He's carbo loading for the role.
I'm loving that he doesn't make any attempt to not have a Scottish accent as an L.A. PD detective. He sounds completely Scottish the entire time because he's like, look, you didn't hire whatever this cop I'm supposed to be playing's name is. You hired Jerry fucking Butler to be Jerry Butler, and I'm going to do that in this movie. So that this is what he's doing. Den of Thieves 2, Pantera.
He got over on me. No one gets over on me. Stop, freeze there.
This is your suspect?
No.
No?
No.
There's a reason why you're all here.
I feel like O'Shea Jackson saw Jerry Butler. He had a feeling Jerry Butler was going to bulk up.
Anything you can do, I can do better.
Yes. So it's O'Shea... Treya Big Max Jackson showed up to this because both these guys are so fucking fat. It's actually terrifying.
You can do it, put your ass into it.
Yes. I mean, these two dudes.
But by putting your ass into it means you put your fork into my mouth.
Yes. These two guys are both so bloated in this movie. It's insane.
Throughout the World Diamond Center. Over 50 billion in diamonds moves through here each year. This will be our biggest job on the continent.
We got a lady bad guy. But there's a big twist, Ed.
Grab a seat. Cracks me up when people pull guns on people. You're not a killer. I am. Word around the LA streets is that they fired your ass. I'm broke. And I'm sick of being a hunter. So your next job, I'm gonna do it with you. Set it up.
I love that he just gets to decide that I get to be a criminal in your gang.
How'd you guys meet?
Prison.
Tinder, actually.
Ah, there's comedy, Ed. Tinder, actually.
You in the most secure building in continental Europe.
There's only one place they're not looking.
Oh,
bravo.
Bravo.
These streets, they're different. And if a mistake is made, only...
Cars are going off cliffs.
It's not about the money. It's about the challenge.
Stand by.
Can I get in and get out?
3, 2, 1.
Without anyone even knowing I was there.
Yes.
You
feeling it?
Yeah, I'm feeling it.
Watch our six.
Mac.
Watch our six.
Drive. Your ship. Call out brakes.
Copy. And the cop goes gangster.
And the cop goes gangster.
Who doesn't want to see this movie?
I mean, Ed.
It's got everything.
It's got everything. It's got a shitty script. It's got a shitty script. It's got terrible acting. It's probably mostly montages like the first one was. He's gonna be asking for the Pepto-Bismol again, like he was in the first one. He owes child support. Mm-hmm. He's speaking Scottish. O'Shea Jackson is doing an accent between sandwiches. Let's fucking go. For Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode number 243 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. If you are a Red Circle subscriber, tune in for the bonus show coming up next. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
And we're not trying to talk politics a lot. We'd much rather talk about dicks a lot. Shit's so hot. Man, you know the shit's on top. Top podcast, man. It really hits the spot. Listen up, you play a job.